Good evening. You are listening to Skip Intro with me, Lee Chui Lin, as well as Ian McNally and Julian Yap. And as you just heard there, we are talking about teachers today. And the reason why we opened with To Sir With Love is because we've also been asking you guys what your favorite teachers have been, which is going to be the theme of the show today. And you can keep them coming. You can get in touch with us, movies at bfm.my. That's via email. You can tweet Skip Intro MY. You can also, of course, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. And we did have a tweet from Adrian Tai who said a notable teacher would be the one in To Sir With Love. So yeah, just wanted to open with that. Have you guys seen it?
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Well, I mean, I think it's something that we're going to run into today, where if you've seen one teacher movie, you've seen quite a few. I think there are a lot of similar themes running through it. But To Sir With Love tells the story of, an immigrant trying to teach and trying to change lives in a tough London school. And it has the inimitable Sydney Poitier, and it is great. And it has a great song. But it kind of follows in the trope, I guess, of having teachers going to tough neighborhoods trying to change lives, which is something that we're going to talk about.
There are so many. I didn't realize exactly how many there were until we looked into this.
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. I called it an epidemic, I think, because
strong language.
There was just such a string of them that just, there's just a bunch to pick from.
One of the ones that I haven't seen in a long time but stuck in my mind was, I don't know if it's one of the originals, but it's one of the ones that's at least based on a true story, which is Stand and Deliver from 1988, which stars Edward James Olmos. And he's trying to get his class to do AP Calculus while everyone has kind of written them off. So it's kind of like the proto Dangerous Minds, and Dead Poets Society doesn't adhere so much to the format, does it?
Dead Poets Society is so privileged. If we're comparing it to Dangerous Minds, they have uniforms, they have secret poetry meetings in forests. I mean, this is not inner city America.
It's not your typical high school group of kids.
No. Although, like you said, I mean, there are a lot that fall within this trope. And Michelle Pfeiffer, Luann Johnson, rather, in Dangerous Minds is one of them. There are these very quintessential beats that come with these films, right, where you enter, the teacher realizes what an uphill task this is going to be, teacher sets a plan, and then slowly earns respect. And I guess part of the pleasures of watching this, it's almost the sports movie montage style thing of earning the respect.
Yeah, and it's also figuring out what way the teacher is going to figure out to get the subject across to the students in the way they understand.
What do you think makes for a great movie teacher? Because so far, I think we've been talking around the story, right? At least in the situation of tough neighborhood kids, lives changed by strong, inspirational teacher. It's very circumstantial. Mm. The story is built around the fact that these are kids nobody else believes in, and then you have somebody who does believe in them. But that in and of itself does not a good character make, right? So what makes for a great movie teacher?
They've got to be hashtag relatable, right? That's the kind of thing. It's like you talk about the inspiration, but the students have got to see them on some level. I mean, while the students are brought up in most of these stories, the teacher is also in some ways brought down from a pedestal. They're in usually in a position of privilege or something like that, where they come down and see, well, they have to actually, they've got to keep it real to kind of connect to these kids.
I think it's also, it works especially well when it's a teacher who sees the kids not just as kids and kids who have kid problems, in quotes, just because they're treating their problems as real, actual problems, kids who deserve to be listened to. And instead of just, you know, going in, having these rules, teaching them things, life lessons, it's actually listening, sitting down, telling, I guess it's good for parents as well, listen to your kids, because a lot of those problems stem from the parents. And if
I blame the parents.
Yeah.
A lot of it, I think, is also to do with the fact that you need characters, good characters on both sides of the fence, right? So you need students with problems that you can understand, and then you need a teacher who's there not just to teach you how to math, right? They're there to actually look at your life and see what's going on. And so, I mean, earlier I kind of breezed past Dead Poets Society, but we should probably come back to it because it comes up a lot. We've also had tweets referencing that, Christine on Facebook, and just a lot of, oh, Captain, my Captain.
So many gifts.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, that was one of Robin Williams's most memorable performances, partly because he went serious.
Yeah. I mean, it was. I think it was after Good Morning Vietnam, I think.
Might have been.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So, and it was it was an unexpected turn from him that the people did not expect at that time. I haven't sat through that movie, the whole thing, in a long time. I've actually have hard time remembering large parts of that, apart from people standing on desks and the old Captain, My Captain. All I have now left, my memories are just GIFs as well, apparently. I can't remember the plotline of that film at all.
It kind of upsets me that the entire film is boiled down to that.
Yeah.
Because I think it actually does delve into real problems, and it does, you know, that relationship between Robin Williams's character, Ethan Hawke's character, Robert Sean Lennon's character, it is quite well written and it's explored really well. I like an inspirational teacher always. Mm-hmm. I think Robin Williams does the whole, no, kids, follow your dreams, live your lives, have fun. And I think it's always great to inspire creativity and passion for the things that you love. It's always great. But oh, that last bit. I don't know. Oh, Captain, My Captain, just it irks me a little bit.
It's a long movie.
Yeah.
So it is a long movie, and I last watched it quite a long time ago. But there are some things that stay with me. The ending, not the My Captain bit, but what happens to the students and how... I guess it shows you how much a good teacher can change your life,
mm-hmm.
but also what happens when you have expectations too firmly set in stone, and that when you try to change too much, you rub up against those expectations and how that can have tragic consequences.
Mm-hmm.
That's the stuff that stays with me from that film. But that John Keating, Dead Poets Society, great movie teacher.
Yeah.
Let us know your favorites. We'll continue to run through them as we go along. Again, you can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at SkipIntroMY. We are doing today our favorite teachers of the screen because, of course, it is Teacher's Day. You are listening to Skip Intro, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, you are listening to Skip Intro with Lynn, Julian and Ian. It is Teacher's Day. Happy Teacher's Day, by the way. And we're talking through our favorite screen teachers with some help from you guys. And we've heard so far of, what have we got? We've had Dead Poets Society.
We had the one-size-fits-all teacher story.
Sure. We have had Mark Thackeray or Sidney Poitier into Sir With Love. So some good ones. What else have you guys got?
Well, one that popped into my... Well, two, actually. And it's actually two good ones and a bad one that popped into my head that kind of form a good balance of what teachers can be in movies was Drew Barrymore and Noah Wiley's characters from Donnie Darko. Because it's a story that's not about the teachers. It's a story about a kid who's having insane visions of the future.
Maybe a psychotic breakdown. Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely having a psychotic... I mean, I think he's looking... I had to refresh my mind about it a little bit. He is diagnosed schizophrenic, I think, in the movie. But they're just the relationship between the teachers of like they're trying to just help and be there. You know, Drew Barrymore's character is the one who's bringing in Watership Down and wants the kids to kind of, you know, be actually learning something real and feeling something real. Whereas the absolutely terrifying Beth Grant, who's Kitty Farmer, the kind of the I'm doubting your commitment to sparkle motion lady who... You know, there's the classic clip of like love and hate and the girl who finds the wallet. Where on the, and she keeps the money from the wallet. Where on the line of love and hate does that belong? It's this prescribed nonsense that the teachers are, some of the teachers and faculty staff are pushing. Whereas these other teachers are having real conversations with these kids, even if they're going into completely strange time travel areas.
Well, you know, to bring it back to Sew With Love, it's something that I failed to mention, which is that one thing that makes a teacher great is the fact that they relate the kids to adult stuff, which yeah. I think is something you brought up earlier, Julian, as well. The idea that we're not here in this weird power differential relationship where I'm just going to tell you what to think. Instead, it's let's have real adult conversations about the stuff that you think about.
It's I think at some point, all of these teacher films, they sit one-on-one and they bring them. It's not a teacher standing up, student sitting down. Teachers sitting down, same level as the kids, talking through their problems. And I think that's the thing that makes it work.
Just like Matilda.
Just like Matilda. I don't know, a more perfect teacher, really.
Yeah, we've been talking about Miss Honey quite a bit. Yeah. I think circling around this awesome character in different shows. But this is the day that Miss Honey shines. Miss Honey is such a great teacher.
Yeah.
She is.
And again, when you have her next to the Trunchbull, it's, yeah, there you go. And she, again, cares for a kid but also respects boundaries. You know, she's not just there all the time to fix all her problems. Mm-hmm. She's not disrespectful about the fact that Matilda has her own mother, albeit a truly terrible one. Mm-hmm. And that relationship has time to breathe and grow.
I think Miss Honey was probably one of my favorite book teachers and probably one of my first that I read. And I thought she was just, I guess if you have two very extreme comparisons, Miss Trunchbull, Miss Honey in one book, you're going to have a extreme evil, extreme good. But just the fact that she was just pure love and pure happiness and how much she just believed in a kid, I thought, wow, I want a teacher like that. And then obviously the ending is just supposed to, well, I loved it.
We've been lingering in the emotional drama genre, but that's not to ignore the fact that there are lots and lots of great comedic teachers as well, with, I think, the all-time great, the number one on everyone's list, I think, Dewey Finn.
Well, you think you'll be just fine without me, but you're mine! You think you can kick me out of the band and then, Zach, you come in with a face melter. Okay? And then that's where I want the backup singers to be like, well, you're not hardcore. No, you're not hardcore. Unless you live hardcore. But the legend of the ranch was way hardcore. Boom! Big old explosion.
I liked it, Mr. Schneebly. I thought it was really catchy.
I mean, Dewey Finn in School of Rock, played by Jack Black in, I think, an all-time great fit of actor to character.
Absolutely perfect.
Is so wonderful. And also because he doesn't really intend to be a teacher at the start, you know. And so the movie kind of sees him learning how to be a teacher as much as the kids learning how to rock from him.
Yeah. I mean, he has to. There's great scenes of sneaking around with band practice and everything. And he does. He originally goes to the school because he's covering for his friend, right? Or he takes his friend's job because
he needs the money.
He needs the money, yeah.
The other Dewey Finn.
Yeah.
And there are other comedic people lingering in this area, one of whom is, weirdly, Arnie, is in Kindergarten Cop as Detective John Kimball. I watched this as a kid.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
I haven't seen this. You guys are going to have
to. You haven't seen Kindergarten Cop?
No, I haven't.
I saw it as a slightly older kid. So for me, Arnie, I think I was coming off sneaking into Terminator 2, like maybe. So like Arnie was the terrifying vision of the future, then a slightly less terrifying vision of the future. And that, even the opening of that movie, he's walking around in full on 80s uniform for bad, you know, tough guy, little small shades, trench coat, shotgun. And then he's swapped into a sports coat, put into kindergarten, looking after these kids so that he knows one of their parents is the guy he's looking for, and playing games like, today we're going to play a game called Who is Your Daddy and What Does He Do, in order to get to the actual criminal he's looking for.
I kind of want to watch this.
Yeah, and it's seeing a hard man try to deal with just like an army of kids running around and crying and being completely, he's just submerged in children at points. It's like watching, you know, someone get smothered to death by bunnies.
It's a weirdly sweet, enjoyable film.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is. It's you watch it and you just go, yeah, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger as a kindergarten cop. By the end of it, you're like, that makes sense. Yeah. And so that's a kind of a strange one to get to. But both Dewey Finn and Detective John Kimball were suggested by somebody on Twitter whose name was Hung Jabut Was Right. So I just wanted to give due shine. And it's not just the men who have fun with this. There are other characters, including one by brought up by Shemaine Othman, Allison Janney in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bit of a deep cut, but also a great.
You almost kind of forget she's a teacher just because she's kind of terrible.
She's wildly inappropriate.
Terrible teacher, but just great. You know, she's not a teacher. She's doing
an administrator.
She's doing her job. Yeah, you don't have to enjoy a job. High school kids are terrible and gross. And if they're going to treat you terrible and gross, you should be terrible and gross to them as well.
But then a character that explores that really well is Miss Norbury in Mean Girls, played by Tina Fey, who actually has that whole slightly cynical, maybe I drink in my off time kind of vibe going, but also plays a pivotal role in that scene in the gymnasium, right? After everything, after all hell breaks loose, basically, being the one who's like, girls, for goodness sake, it doesn't have to be like this.
I think she takes her time to actually say, you are a problem, you're going through a problem, there is no other way to do this except... She's being the adult in the situation, basically.
Yes.
But she is also, being a teacher, putting all of her problems aside, all of the fallout from what Katie has done and this burn book has done, she's putting all of that aside to help these kids make their way through. And I think that's that teacher sacrifice that we see a lot of. And Tina Fey still does it funnily, in a way.
Speaking of like sacrifice, I always like the fact that Strickland and Back to the Future is like the same guy in 1955 and 1985, and he's still teaching at the same school. I mean, his teaching method seems to be just screaming, you know, get working, slacker, at everybody. But that's a lot of commitment. 30 years in the same school. You can't doubt
his commitment.
Commitment.
Yeah, there it is. When we were talking about this earlier, Julian, a teacher came up for us that we both agreed was kind of wildly problematic, but that's nevertheless like important to talk about. And it's the guy in Whiplash, J.K. Simmons,
his
character, whose name is?
Terrence Fletcher.
A little trouble there. Let's pick it up at 17. Ready? 5, 6, and... Not quite my tempo. Here we go. 5, 6, and. Downbeat on 18. Okay, here we go. 5, 6, and.
Did you watch Whiplash? Did you love Whiplash?
I didn't sit with it for a while, so I'm not qualified. I need more practice.
I think every time I just need a film to put on that I just want to watch how perfect it is Whiplash. It's jazz, but in a film. Mm. And I know people who actually like jazz are not going to say that. They're going to, you know, at us. I don't know, that not quite my tempo, that problematic teacher, it very much it crosses the line into abuse at a lot of points. But also, that's a very good way to show abuse of power and abuse of setting that goal, setting that boundary that he crosses, and setting that goal that he wants Miles Teller, he wants him to cross and try to meet. But then there's that moment at the end of the film when they just connect, and there's that shared love of the music and for jazz and the drums
perfection. It's a shared love of perfection is what it is.
And I think when they achieve it, I think it sings just as a film, and that scene is near perfect for me.
I agree.
So on balance, does he come off as a good teacher and a bad person, or an actual bad teacher that kind of could do better himself?
He's a bad person. That's unequivocal.
There's no way you can argue that he's good.
Yeah. We need to say that up front. He is a bad person. And his questions are, his methods are very, very questionable, but he achieves what they both want to achieve. Yeah. I don't think that's a straightforward teacher-student relationship. It's more of a mentor-mentee situation. So I don't know. That's a complicated question.
Sort of the, I guess, the Black Swan thing, right? Quest for,
Boy.
Which doesn't have a teacher in it, I guess. But, you know, that quest for perfection, there's that personal quest. But then if you actually have a teacher who is teaching you that craft and they want you to achieve that perfection and they're okay with you going bloody, getting hit by a car or a bus to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there is a line and it crosses it.
I wanted to bring that movie up particularly because that, in fact, happens. You know, in many other ways, the teacher movie genre tends to play a little bit safe. You know, it tends to be very, you know, the ending. Someone's going to get an A. Someone's going to get accepted into college. You know, it kind of hits in that direction. But a movie like Whiplash just shows you what a teacher can do.
Mm.
And then the ending is just, who knows? Which I think is more reflective of real life, you know, where a teacher can only bring you so far. And then at the end of it, after that, it's what you do with it.
And then at the end, teachers themselves are human. They have their own wants and their needs, and they have their own goals, and they are selfish because they're just simply human. And maybe it's not, you know, sunshines and rainbows at the end of it, but they're going to do what they can to get there.
I don't want to end on a bad note, but one teacher that really stuck in my head was Dolores Umbridge from Harry Potter.
Because I know Harry Potter.
Because there was something about that portrayal and that kind of like petty-minded meanness and like accusing injustice. It was the thing of injustice that threw all the other teachers into relief. You knew the other teachers were good teachers. And when you saw this teacher, you knew why. Having been once or twice accused of things I did not do by teachers in my days, having her on screen really reminded me of that, and also brought to the fact how good everybody else was in that movie series.
Minerva McGonagall. I'm just going to offer her up as a balm against Dolores Umbridge.
Yes, please do.
Let us know your favorite teachers of the screen. And happy Teachers Day, by the way, to all the teachers out there. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're at SkipIntroMY. And write us at movies@bfm.my. You've been listening to Skip Intro, BFM 89.9.